Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What did Tiki say? I gotta find the exact... I can't find it now. I was laughing, right? And by the way, Tiki does a good job on the Giant postgame shows. Tiki gets after it. Lets it rip a little bit there, you know? But he said something yesterday. I didn't hear it. And so maybe it was out of context. Oh, okay. So here's the, here it is. Quote, "It looks like a bad, poorly coached football team. It frustrates the heck out of me because we know that that's not the case." End quote. No, it is. It is a bad, poorly coached football team, Teak. That's exactly what it is. What? They're not bad? They're not poorly coached? I'm sure he, you know, backed it up with some different angles, but I don't need to back it up with anything. They bad, and they poorly coached. All right, 888-808-1019. Yanks and Mets, Jets and Giants, obviously. The offseason plans for both baseball teams, a little different. One is a wrecking ball. One is moving along like a tortoise. And hopefully the Yankees start doing some stuff here. We shall see. Let me get back to the phones. Billy's in Brooklyn. Bill is on the fan. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, Brandon, what's up? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm feeling great. What's going on?
Brandon, this casino... Do you think that it has any interference with the Mets going ahead?
I don't. I think that that's unfair.
You really?
I know you do, and I want to hear your thoughts.
Oh, I do.
Okay, tell me why.
Brandon, I'm 65 years old, and your father would probably agree with me on this.
Good.
He's breaking down. I mean, he's breaking down all fan favorites. Nimmo, okay, I could see that. But Pete is a record breaker. The Mets will probably sign Pete in 5 years. You watch. Watch how good he's going to be, and I pray for him and everything. But this all about money. The casino is going to... There's only one guy that... Trump had a casino in Atlantic City.
Oh, yeah.
Sold.
Yeah.
No corporation, and he went under. This guy's going to have... It's not going to cost millions. It's going to cost billions. If you've seen that park, you know what he's doing. And people ain't mentioning the casinos. You know how money is. Money is everything. I don't want to be mean or nothing, but money is. I know for a fact that money is more important than what he's doing with the Mets.
Well, I would challenge on you knowing that's a fact. I mean, that's a strong opinion. You could be right, but it's not a fact necessarily. you know what I'm saying, Billy? Let me ask you this: why don't you think he could do both? Why can't he rebuild the Mets and
impossible.
And still build the casino?
I couldn't do it. You yeah, couldn't do it.
You don't have to. I probably couldn't do it either. I'm not Steve Cohen.
Yeah, but where's your interest coming from? The casino, that's going to make more money. He's going to end up selling the Mets. I probably won't be around in 2030.
Well, don't say that, man.
I'm being realistic. See, the world isn't realistic anymore.
Well, you're 65. You don't have five. Are you, God forbid, ill?
Right? I'm retired. I'm law enforcement. I'm retired.
Well, God bless
Maybe
you.
I'm looking
you
at
you
it.
I love that. You say you got 5 years to go. You're 65 years old. You might have 30 years to go. 20. Come on, Bill.
Yeah. Do I want to live that long? Come on. I'm not trying to be funny or nothing.
No, I got you. Well, listen.
Brandon, I'm talking to you like a guy that would be talking to in a bar or something.
I appreciate that. That's what
I don't want to hide it because I don't want to get you in trouble. So I'm going to talk a little, but money walks.
I got you.
And you know that saying, living in where you live.
Yeah, you can live in the mountains. Money, everybody knows that saying. Thank you for the call. I mean, what is the ultimate? And he's not the first one to bring this up. What's the ultimate motivation of Steve Cohen? I think it's both. I think it's to add to his, where is he at now? Is he at 14 billion, 15 billion, or 16, whatever the billions are, wherever it is, approaching 20. I don't know why some of you, not many, but some of you don't think that he can do both simultaneously, where he just continues to enhance and add to his economic profile while also building the Mets into a sustainable winner and ultimately a championship team. Well, I don't know what's so hard about that to understand. It doesn't always have to be some backroom bait and switch. Suckers, I got you. You know, I lured you in and I retired Kuzman's number and I got rid of some of the Brooklyn Dodgers stuff that used to drive you guys nuts when the Wilpons opened City Field. Suckers, you see, you fell for it. I even brought back an old timers day, make you really think I care about the Mets. And Hop, what else did he do? I mean, he did some other stuff that I'm forgetting. Hoff's not even looking at me. All right, so I know that you guys are still wounded from the Wilpons. I think his intentions are very different than the Wilpons. You know, this was not some elaborate scheme to make you think that he actually really cares about the Mets. I mean, putting Kuzman's number up there, he didn't have to do it. And like that was the first step of kind of repairing things. Like, all right, things that should have been done back in the day that were ignored too often or too long by former ownership, he corrected right away. He just did. He made City feel a little bit more inviting, a little bit warmer. He spent money, you know. He rebuilt the farm system by just flushing money down the chute with two aging pitchers. I don't know if he's going to build a champion. I have no idea. I don't know. But I'll tell you this, he's going to go further than the Wilpons did. That's for damn sure. And I think that when you're at a level that he's at, and you surround yourself with people that he is surrounding himself with to get Metropolitan Park off the ground, I think you could do both simultaneously. I really do. I don't think that that's fair to him. I don't. Now, if the Mets go into the offseason, and all right, so Nimmo's gone, Pete's gone, Polanco's the only thing that they do, and, like, they don't trade for a Peralta or sign a King or get a Valdez. But at this point, I don't think they should get Valdez. I don't think he's worth it at this point, really. I'd almost rather go lower on King. But if they don't do anything else, then I can see the skepticism. Like, man, the payroll went from, 390, whatever it was, to, 202. Nah, he's not doing that to you. He's just not. Let me get Cologne in Hawthorne, New Jersey. What's happening?
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Alone.
Hey, BT. First of all, BT, thank you for you and Sal. I'm going to miss you guys. And good luck. And wherever you land, I'm going to follow you.
I appreciate
but
that.
On the Giants, and the Jets. Listen, John Mara, the Giants, took a lot of grief when Saquon went to the Eagles. Right?
Yep.
If the Giants get the number one pick and the Jets have the best offer, do they trade him? Because if the Jets get Mendoza and he becomes a franchise for the next 10 or 15 years, can they live with that?
Yeah. It's funny I brought that up, Cologne. I am of the mindset that you do what's best for your team. And there's going to be some downstream repercussions, maybe some unhappy fans, whatever it might be. I don't think that you can operate that way. Now, would you prefer that the Giants get the first overall pick and maybe make a trade, with the Browns, where maybe you play them once every 4 years and the only time you're going to see the Browns in the championship, in the Super Bowl, and that will never happen. The Browns will never get there, let alone play the Giants if they did. So, yeah, I get it. There's other things that are a little bit more emotionally palatable where you can deal with it. But if the Jets are over-aggressive, Mendoza's the guy. Giants have the first pick. Jets give you the best offer. The Giants would be idiots not to take it. They really would be.
And the last thing on Phillip Rivers, when the Jets analyzed went down a couple of years ago, we begged our GM to go get Matt Ryan out of the booth.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for the coach, yeah, of Phillip Rivers. I'm rooting for that. Because if they got hope, then maybe they can make the playoffs.
Yeah, I know. It was interesting watching him play yesterday, boy. Thanks for the call. He's such a gamer. How do you not love Phillip Rivers? Just an interesting dude. I mean, first of all, imagine having 10 kids. And let's just start with that. 10. 10. I mean, it's tough enough to get my two to go to bed. Did you brush your teeth? Did you put your clothes out for the morning? Is the homework done? Did you finish your food? Did you clean up? Did you do that? Did you do that? 10. 10. Now you probably sit there saying, well, he's got, $190 gazillion in the bank, just hire people. And yeah, all right, so the house will be clean. The house is a mansion, and you have no financial worries. But Phillip Rivers generally strikes and genuinely strikes me as the kind of person who's not motivated by money. He's like, he's giving himself to his kids. How do you have the emotional and bandwidth and then just the physical time to be involved with all your kids? I don't know how you do it. I mean, I can't tell you how many, like tonight, now it doesn't matter. Let me see. Hold on. Yeah. Now it doesn't matter tomorrow because I've got the St. John's game anyway, right? So I'll be at Carneseca one of the few nights. I hate the conflicts, but got to work, especially now. And I love doing the Johnnies, right? But Tuesday night, tomorrow night, St. John's has a game, so I'll be in Queens. My daughter has a practice for her basketball team, which I coach. And my son's got a travel basketball game, which I do not coach. So, but if I didn't have St. John's, obviously the decision would be, all right, game over practice. But that's just with two kids, with the conflicts. Can you imagine their schedule? I'd have to imagine they all play ball to an extent. Now, they're not all 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, so the schedule will start to dissipate. You kind of focus on one sport or, you know, one, whether it's a musical instrument, whatever it might be, whatever they gravitate to. Could be acting. I don't know. But, yikes. 10 kids. Oh, my God. Let me get Ron in Rockland County. What's going on, Ron?
Hey, BT. How are you? Listen, I a couple of calls ago, okay, I had this gentleman, this former law enforcement person, was talking about the casino. Here's a take. Here's a take. And let's go to the situation with Alonzo and the repercussions. Okay, now, do you think that Soto, number one, is happy about his meal ticket being traded away, okay, and not being able to get what he wants, okay, in the record books, okay, with nobody, literally nobody behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And think about this. Think about this. Now you got Cohen, okay, who paid this guy an exorbitant amount of money, right, without a fan base that's happy. Okay, doesn't he want that fan base to take a look at all the wonderful things he's doing, creating Disneyland across from the park? Doesn't he want them to leave a game and go play in the casino? What the heck was he thinking with allowing Stearns to trade Alonzo?
He didn't trade him.
Two of those different items.
But I know you know he didn't trade him though. He left free agency.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Listen, Ron, honestly, that's how winners think. Now, I don't know if this is going to go well, all right? It could. It could go worse. It could be amazing. But people who are successful are okay dealing with the short-term blowback and negative repercussions for the greater good. And Cohen's successful, and he's a winner in life. So he's not playing the short game. He's playing the long game. And by the way, I agree. You know where I stood on Pete. Now, it was weird seeing him with the Orioles hat on in the press conference. I feel badly for Met fans, especially the young Met fans. I do. I get it. I'm sentimental. You guys know that by now. But that he doesn't care. Like, he's just, hey, I'm going to do it this way. I think it's going to be better. And I'm good with it. And I don't think he cares.
BT, one last thought.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know the business with Lindor and Soto, right? You know, the one thing I noticed right at the beginning of the season, you know, fresh off the oh my God deal, okay, that everybody was together. I never saw Soto with anybody, okay, pictures, nothing, no congratulatory, anything, for most of the season, okay? I never saw him in the dugout. I didn't know where the hell he was when all that was going on.
Well, Ron.
And I think that Lindor is
finish up. I'm sorry. Finish up. No, finish up. My bad. Go ahead.
So what I'm saying is, so you can see that, you know, the guys like Alonzo and Lindor and Nimmo, okay, and now two of them are not gone. I wonder what's going on here.
Well, I think what they're doing is, and I'll tell you know, you wonder what's going on. Thanks for the call. What's going on is the Mets are moving on from players they don't value as much as some of you guys do. And that's the sheer reality of it. You can protest vigorously. You can swallow hard and say, oh, they might be making the right move, but damn, it still hurts. I mean, there's a range of emotions, and they're all acceptable because nobody's going to win a championship here in the middle of December. And at this point, I mean, like, really, the Mets roster is it's bad. The Mets are right now not a very good team, but that doesn't mean it's gonna finish up that way. You know? As for the Soto stuff, you remember, there was Marte, he was involved in that, and he said he wanted him to be comfortable. Like, he said, hey, this is what we do, but he also wanted him to be comfortable. You know, Juan Soto appears to be a very unique cat. And there are certain great players who really are in their own world in the sense that they're so immersed in their preparation for their job, and they're so deep in their craft that the other stuff doesn't matter to them. And it's not, by blowing it off, it's not that they're not a good guy or a good locker room guy. And I don't really know the degree of Juan Soto's clubhouse relations or juice. I don't know. Maybe he is a loner. Maybe he just comes in and, you know, he's got his iPad and he's scrolling through, you know, film and he's looking at his swing, which I probably think is more the case than not. and always tinkering at the cage and just, again, always immersed in his laboratory of hitting. Other guys goofing off. Not that the other guys aren't being pros, but he might not have time for that. Like, that doesn't interest him. And that's okay. Like, if the onus is not on Juan Soto to become a clown just to fit in with the, you know, whatever the hell's going on. I'm not saying that the Mets clubhouse is a bunch of clowns. I don't mean that. But you shouldn't have to radically alter his personality. You know why? Because if the Mets did their due diligence, and I know that they did before they offered him everything in between the sun and the moon to leave the Yankees, then they should not be surprised that this is the player that they brought in. There were some whispers in San Diego. Machado, Soto, not a great dynamic. What was the problem? Who knows? I don't know. I know that the Padres owner, before he passed away, wanted to extend Soto big time. So it didn't seem like they were looking to get rid of Soto. They looked like they were trying to keep him, big picture. Hey, guys, listen. I mean, I could go on a two-minute soliloquy on the Mets. The bottom line is they're just not good enough. Can we please understand this? They're not good enough, and they haven't been good enough. So the route that they went prior to this, you know, was there were moments where it was fun, and there were moments where it was successful. Not fun enough, not successful enough. So what do? You try something else. And I applaud that because, yeah, you know, listen, the two guys who sat in this time frame for a couple of years were telling you when all of you, not all of you, many of you, you know, put us under attack. Oh, reckless. Oh, irresponsible. Oh, you know, and Sal was right about this. You know, some of the dynamics and some of the stuff in that clubhouse. And then, you know, I jumped in and I talked about it. And I saw it, I felt it, and I believed it. You know, they just, you know, again, I think you get wrapped up in the chemistry. Forget about the chemistry. Do you have a good enough roster? I mean, the Yankees in 77 and 78 couldn't stand each other. Reggie didn't like Thurman. Reggie couldn't stand Nettles. Nettles couldn't stand him. Gossage couldn't stand Reggie. Who cares? Yankees went out, they bludgeoned people to death because they had great players. 86 Mets. You have Keith and Darryl swinging on each other at picture day. Who cared? You know, we call Backman a little redneck. What was that, right? Even Darryl and Backman, like there was just some real friction there. The game started, and it was 25 guys who became one. And then when the game was over, they went in a million different directions, whether it was to the club, whether it was to somebody's hotel room to do whatever, whether it was, in the case of Gary Carter, to maybe go home and have a glass of milk and live a very different lifestyle. They weren't tight. Except on the field. That's all that matters. I think you guys are too wrapped up in the other stuff. I really do.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.